and that air get into that cavity, you know, and that blood all dry, mm-hmm. and just lead a hide on them, you know. But yeah. Cut that gut out. I've seen guys kill deer and then showing off, you know, they put it on the hood, they'd be all day drying that deer around that sun, that hot sun. You know, sometimes when deer season's on, it gets pretty warm.
Yeah.
It might be in the 70s, 80s.
Uh-huh.
And they'll kill deer in the morning, drive them around till 5, 6, till dark at night. And don't you know that the hell of a just running that meat like that, all them intestines in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's good barbecue. It's good cooked up any kind of way. Like I've seen it, you know, for young, get the loins and cut the little loin T-bones
yeah.
and little sirloins, and boy, it's really good fry. Smother down, put onions, make a little gravy. Yeah, that's all right.
Now, talking about some of the things you used to play on when you were a kid, did you ever see a plank maybe that was laid over a trestle and kids would go around on it? Did you ever see one of those?
Yeah, we just had a, we'd make old wagons out of, we'd get old apples. You know how apples used to come in, old little wooden box?
Yeah.
And if we'd get a whole one of them and a 2x4, nail that on there, and then they would find us four old wheels, any kind of wheels, to the front, and then for the back, and you put that 2x4 long ways, and then you nail another board in the front, and take that wherever you got the wheels, with some little nails, like a U-shaped nail or something, fix it, put you like a bridle on it. You could pull on that side and turn left, you know, it hinge, it swing in the front. And then the way back wheels would be stable. We'd play in that bugger. We'd take a old ring, take a stick, put a little like a little cross on that, and just run down the road with that, run around with that wheel all day. I'd get an old tire if he's lucky. We'd take and run that tire all over, might ride 10, 15 miles around this whole bay and wood area. Sometimes we'd find us a good cliff, a hill, and we'd get inside the tire. Like this, and get old guy to get you started, and that you come on down that cliff.
What would you say? You'd screw you.
Just well, we're small, and you could take 16-inch tires back in those days.
Yeah, and you'd have to get down
and get inside the tire, ram myself in this hole on like this. Damn, boy, I'm getting to cramp my leg. And and then he'd roll down the hill, roll you down that hill, get started, and just pray you didn't hit a pine tree.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
God, now that would be scary.
I did that a minute of time, and I hit a plenty of trees.
Whoa. Did it hurt your back?
I don't believe. We'd taken the old, like this big old bridge. We'd dive. I'd dive off the top of that drawbridge. Like in those days, like that. We'd take old rubber dole in the tubes, blow them up, and we'd throw them and stand on, well, you might be 18, 20 foot up, and dive through that little bit of ring.
Yeah.
That was dangerous.
Yeah.
Because if you hit that, you got that little tube and valve.
Yeah.
See, that was in there. And then you, if you hit that, didn't hit it right and hit your neck, you'd break your neck. We had to dive through that that little old tube. We'd be high, way high in this house. Dive through that.
Oh,
we'd play in these pine tops. We'd get in the top of them small ones and then swing them over like and jump from one top to another. Sometime it'd pop out and we'd fall limb to the top and all would come with it. We'd fish and we'd go down and always had an old, get some old skiff and we'd go crabbing. We'd go flounding at nighttime.
Yeah.
We'd take an old flambeau right in those days. It wasn't either